Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Wednesday, September 19. Coming up, Denham Town ZOSO extended further. Government enters bauxite profit-sharing agreement and Jamaica to establish National Register of Cultural Heritage Places and Objects. The news in detail after the break.
Teachers of grades 5 and 6, the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information invites you to a sensitization session on the National Standards Curriculum and the implementation of the Primary Exit Profile. Sessions are being held across the island, so listen out for your date and venue. Portland, September 18, Port Antonio High, 2:30 p.m. St. James, September 25, West Jamaica Conference Center, 2 p.m. St. Catherine, September 26, Old Harbor New Testament Church, 3 p.m. And Manchester, September 27, Bishop Gibson High School at 2 p.m. Sessions will also focus on promoting the health and wellness of our teachers.
Now the news. The House of Representatives has approved a resolution to extend the Denham Town Zone of Special Operations, ZOSO, by another 3 months. Prime Minister Andrew Holness moved the resolution in the lower house on Tuesday, requesting the extension of the zone to January 2 next year. The Denham Town ZOSO was set to end on October 2. Mr. Holness says the measures continue to be welcomed, adding that more support must be given to the security forces and the initiatives.
We must demonstrate the resolve to take extraordinary measures in these abnormal circumstances. And we must show as a collective, as a parliament, that we have the stamina to sustain the measures that have been working.
Meanwhile, a special sitting of Parliament has been scheduled for today to allow members to vote on another resolution to extend the state of public emergency in the St. Catherine North Police Division. The vote was postponed to give the parliamentary opposition time to prepare for the debate. Minister of Transport and Mining Robert Montague has announced a new profit-sharing agreement between the government and the United States-based firm New Day Data Holdings Limited, which holds a stake in the Noranda Bauxite Company. The new agreement was signed on September 6 and replaces the bauxite levy in favor of profit-sharing. Mr. Montague told the House of Representatives Tuesday that the government and New Day will benefit from any financial recovery from the mining and refining operations of the bauxite company.
Under the agreement, the government will earn 17.33% earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, or US$1.50 per ton of dried bauxite ship, whichever is greater. The royalty payments of US$0.50 per dry metric ton of ore ship will also remain in effect.
Mr. Montague added that the bauxite levy will come into effect if the company makes no profit. Mr. Montague also noted that New Day paid the government $7 million, which represents a significant portion of the $17 million owed to the country. He says the remaining figure will be paid over a 36-month period. Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport Olivia Grange says the government is developing a national register of cultural places and objects. This will include a list of sites, buildings, structures and objects deemed worthy of preservation for their historical value.
As Jamaica is strongly focused on establishing the framework for the development of a national register of cultural heritage places and objects through amendments to the Jamaica National Heritage Trust Act. And to further enhance this, we are developing a project which we are calling Sites of Memory, where we're actually going to be putting plaques and identifying these locations.
Another component of the project will focus on improving the participation of cultural groups such as the Maroons, Rastafari and Revivalists communities, which contribute to Brand Jamaica. In the meantime, Jamaica has partnered with the Organization of American States, OAS, to help the country better capitalize on the economic potential of its cultural heritage. A team from the OAS is leading a workshop to train local personnel as well as heritage tourism interests from across the region on the subject. Culture Minister Olivia Grange says the aim of the initiative is to help Jamaica tap into the $1 billion global heritage tourism market.
The project promises to continue the work of training artisans and bring to the forefront the significant socio-economic potential that is inherent in cultural heritage in Jamaica and indeed in the wider Caribbean region.
A memorandum of understanding was signed in August between the government and the OAS to begin the third phase of the OAS project geared towards enhancing heritage tourism in the Caribbean. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.